Hey, it's Jonathan Potoshnik. I got a really good question. A fellas asked, basically, he's about to start a lawn care business. He's been with a Fortune 500 company. I believe it was for 25 years. He's ready to leave. He wants to go out on his own and start his own business. He's asking, how should he prepare? And so I think that's tremendously smart, and so I'm going to give this my best answer. I'm also going to say that there's really too many details here because there's some legal preparation and some things of that sort that need to be addressed. So I'm going to put a blog post up on the website, and in case you're no telling when you're going to be watching this video, so that blog post is going to post somewhere around the 1st of September of 2009. So if you're watching this a year from now, go back to 2009, September 1, somewhere in that area, and you'll find this blog post. But I'll address in print some of the things you want to think about in terms of forming a corporation, a trademark, things like that, because there's a lot. I'm not going to go into all that here. So let's talk about the bigger issue. You have a job. You have a safety net, in a sense, assuming it's stable. You want to go out and start a business. What should you do? When should you do it? So kind of off the top of my head, some stuff to be thinking about. Where do you live? Okay, what part of the country are you in? That's going to depend when the season starts. So, for example, most guys that start out that don't have money start out in the residential market. The equipment's far more affordable. In a sense, it's easier to get clients. I don't know if that's completely true, but there's less barrier of entry. It's just so much easier to get in the business, so much cheaper. And so most guys start out in residential. It's a good strategy. And I personally think there's plenty of money to be had if you focus the rest of your career in the residential market. So if you're starting out in residential, good strategy, but think about when are you going to really be able to sell the majority of your work and plan the exit of your company you're at now around that. So I'm recording this video. I'm in Texas recording this video, I believe the last day of August, and our season is going to be winding down here pretty soon. We're going to mow weekly all the way through the rest of September. We're going to mow about three times each property. If it doesn't have an annual winter type grass, we're going to mow about three times in the month of October, November one time. Everything's winding down. If they're not overseeded with what in this area we use winter rye, which will grow green and thick all winter long, needs to be maintained all winter long. If the yard hasn't been overseeded, we're pretty much off till March in a sense. Clearly we're doing work through the off season, but the vast majority, the bulk of the work, our peak income months are now behind us once we get past October. And so that's something to consider. If you're launching a new business, if you're starting out, when is it that will be the very, very best time to gain the most business? So I'm going to use another analogy of our market. In our market, everything ramps up in March. March and April, we've identified, are the big selling months. So let me give you an example. If you are computer savvy at all, something that's really cool, go out to Google and do a search on Google External Keyword Tool. Take a look at that tool. It's a way to see how many people are searching for lawn care in your market. So for instance, I'm going to make some stuff up, but you use it as your own. So let me give you an example. Let's say you're in Dallas, Texas, and you want to find out how many people are searching for lawn care. So what you would do is you type in lawn space Dallas into this tool and you click search. It's going to produce a list of how many people searched on terms with the words lawn and Dallas in that term. From there, somewhere over on the right side, there's going to be a little drop list that pops down. And I don't recall the terminology, but you can see trends. Select trends. What's going to happen now is you're going to see everybody that searched for lawn care, Dallas, Texas, lawn service, Dallas, Texas. And to the right of that, you're going to see a little series of, basically a little series of blocks. It's a chart, and there's going to be 12 little rows, 12 blocks, and they're going to chart the search volume by month. This is a great way to determine how many people are interested in your service during a certain time of year. So for instance, if you were to do Dallas Lawn Care, in our market, you'd learn that the most search volume on the internet happens March, April, and then it picks, there's another peak in June, sometimes in July, but another peak around that time. Those are clearly the time when everybody's sitting in front of their computer typing and looking for service. That's the time of the biggest need. If you were in getting an irrigation, you would do the exact same thing. Pick a big market. If you're in a small little town, don't use your little town. Use the biggest, closest, biggest suburb. So, you know, if you're in Illinois, Chicago, or St. Louis, you know, something of the sort, use a big city, Tampa, Florida, Orlando, Florida, because there's going to be the most searches in that city. You can start to get a feel for trends. If you're in irrigation, how many people search for irrigation and in what months? What months have the most searches? So here's the point. You're getting in the business. Figure out in your local market, when does everybody start looking for lawn care? Back up from that date. So in our case, it's March. March 1, we have got to be ready to put the marketing on the streets. We got to be ready to knock on doors. We got to be ready to go full speed. We got to be ready to market to our existing client base. You, as a new business owner, need to be able to do the same. So all your preparation has to have been done prior to that time. You need to be ready to go, and you need to be ready to market to them. I'm going to record part 2 of this video and talk about how you do that.